Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, efficient observationist RJ, I observe all. From Fantasy Key, pocket island crusher Miranda.
Hey there.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, ready something or other Casey.
Hello, hello.
And from Horizons, arrive punk Adam.
Hi.
We have so much to talk about.
It's been too long, girls.
Ladies.
Ladies, girlies.
I've been sitting on so much content.
Content. In what should we do this chronologically then? So start with Turkey Day.
Was your
birthday before or after Turkey Day?
Her birthday was after Turkey Day.
Okay.
So Turkey Day is first. In the canon.
I'll have to remember what happened.
I know. It's been so long.
Well, and you don't even have Vase's birthday on there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I celebrated a birthday as well.
So many things have happened in the past 2 weeks. Okay. We're going to start with Turkey Day. It was great.
It was fun.
I was glad that we had a heads up as to what we may need so that I could get a little bit of diving in before the day of.
Oh.
But I do think that maybe it was, I mean, the things that they were asking for were not too out of the question.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. Yeah.
I will say I was diving for a solid hour before Thanksgiving in order to get that, all the stuff.
The, like, was it a mussel?
Right? Yes.
A mussel, an oyster.
A dungeness crab.
I had issues with the dungeness crab.
Man, let me tell you the amount of pearls that I kept finding. Because I was like,
now the pearls
are coming. Okay, I see. But then I couldn't get a single mussel. And I haven't dove in a while. So I was filling up my Critterpedia too. For the first time.
Well, you know that. Oh my God.
Wow.
You know that potions class is always held in the Dungeness.
Adam.
Wrong podcast.
crossover app.
I got a Dungeness crab for the first time right before Thanksgiving. And so I was like, do I save this for my Thanksgiving stuff or do I donate it? And I went ahead and donated it because I felt that that was more important. And I was like, well, hopefully I'll get it again. It was taking me forever. I don't think I actually got one. What I ended up doing was one of the villagers that you, if you help out a villager in their house, they give you ingredients to use.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I did.
Kabuki was giving me my zebra turkey fish, my Dungeness crab.
As well as face that she always gives.
Yes, Kabuki is always giving me face to the gods, honey.
Yeah, and okay, did anyone else notice this? That maybe someone has asked you for, you know, oh, send me the whatever fish. And then so you get that fish for them, horse mackerel. You go in there with your horse mackerel and they're like, you know what would be great? If you went and got me a scallop. And I'm like, no.
Yes. I figured this out. When you go back into your house or resident services or one of the stores, it resets. So the request go away and you have to do a new request.
How did you figure this out?
Because the same thing happened to me. And I was like, okay, what did I do differently? And it was that. Because
so you basically had to get it.
It was also randomizing who was outside because I was like, Hamlet's outside, but I was looking for a scallop for him. So yeah.
We were also, to go back to drag, we were serving fish,
Adam,
on Turkey Day. I didn't play, so this is how I'm going to participate in this conversation.
Total fish fantasy.
Yes, a turkey is bowling for 3 strikes in a row.
Huh?
That's what a turkey is in bowling. It's 3 strikes in a row.
Yeah. That's a turkey. Yeah,
you get a turkey.
Yeah, sure.
honey, I bowled.
Yeah, for you.
Honey, I had a divorced father who didn't know what to do with me.
We went to the bowling alley.
Did you use the bumpers? Or were you too good for bumpers?
I used the bumpers when I was, like, little, but, like, once I was, I don't know, I had my own bowling ball that had Scooby-Doo on it.
What?
Oh, wow. You even had your own ball?
That's adorable. Yeah.
It was, like, 8 pounds, though. So it just, like, it, like, rolled down the lane and then, like, stopped because the pins are also, like, 8 pounds. So they were, like, nope, I'm not going to follow. And also, I did the grandma...
Oh, the grandma.
For a really long time.
Mm. Wow, yeah. Mm.
Too bad we can't bowl in Animal Crossing. That would be so fun. Wouldn't that be fun? Wii Sports crossover with Animal Crossing.
Is there a bowling set item? There's a bowling ball, right? One of the ball...
I don't think so.
I don't think there's like a... It would. If anything, it would be a set of bowling pins.
Yeah.
Wii bowling was so good. That was so much fun.
So good.
Wow. Honestly, the Wii is like iconic. And I wish I was like kidding when I said that. But it was just so specific. And also, so we went home for last week, and my mom's new LG 75-inch television.
It was obnoxious.
The remote has the Wii thing where it like moves a cursor on the screen when you move the remote. And I was like, Nintendo was doing this a decade and a half ago.
This is a Wii Stan podcast.
Welcome.
I played Animal Crossing on the Wii.
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. City Folk. That was on the Wii. And I'm trying to remember
I've seen the graphics.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if you could do any kind of special things, like if when you fish, you could cast. But I can't remember.
Ugh, that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
I bet someone in the co-op will let us know.
Or like the net, if you like catch it, like the bugs with the physical net.
Yeah, because I was on my Facebook the other day, and I, for some reason, was looking at my memory, like, you know, it popped up like, look at your memories from 12 years ago. And it was me talking about selling fish and bugs to Tom Nook. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've come full circle 12 years later. I'm doing it again.
Yeah.
It was so good. But I'm trying to remember.
Miranda,
in 12
you
years
literally...
from now, you'll be doing the same thing.
You literally are hipster Mickey because he has that exact same beanie and headphones on.
Yes.
Put me on a mug.
Oh my god. I love Franklin. I think Franklin's my new favorite NPC right now. He was so adorable.
This is a theme with you.
What do you mean?
You like any new thing. You're like, this is my favorite.
You do the same thing.
How dare you? Kid is the greatest character of this
game. Adam, you do the same thing. You are always like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my entire life. Anyway,
is
I love
because
Franklin.
He's a cook and you're a cook?
Yes. Franklin's Food Rocks. Make sure you subscribe. Where today he'll be making a stew or a fish stew.
Yeah, you
stew?
Should recreate all of the recipes that Franklin did on Animal Crossing.
Get the fish one.
I gotta find a zebra turkey fish at Publix.
Was it a stew? Was it a bouillabaisse?
There were four different items, Adam.
Mm.
Yeah, Adam. There was. So let's just go through the items just for Adam's sake.
I don't remember.
If we remember them, there was a pumpkin pie. There was. What was the first one? The first one had clam chowder?
Yes.
I remember we had
clam chowder. Like a potato thing, right? No, there was a gratin. That was the second one.
The second one was the pumpkin pie.
Oh, maybe it was the third one. There was a seafood gratin. That was the one where if you gave him the crab.
Yeah, and the final one was a fish dish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a turkey.
The final one was a roast chicken, and you had to find Brofina from a mystery island and deliver her to Franklin.
All right, let's talk about Brofina. That's what's really important here.
Yeah, how is Brofina doing?
Project Brofina is now like mid-tier 5.
Yeah, okay. she wasn't up to like 14, number 14, yeah, I
something
think.
Like that.
Like, she's moving on up there, and it's only going to keep working if we keep voting.
Yeah. So everyone, please keep making burner or Gmail accounts so we can keep voting Rofina.
I wish I could explain to you how many Gmail accounts Resident Services now has. Resident Services 5, Resident Services 7, Resident Services 42.
You can G-chat each one.
Yeah.
And yeah, like what I usually do is I just start Google villager popularity tier list and it pops mm-hmm. up and you can vote in December's poll and then it tells me, oh, you've already voted. Oh, I haven't voted on this account apparently. So we need to keep voting for Bofina because she's doing very well. So she's number 14 of tier 5. She was up from number 30.
That's not terrible.
And let's not forget that when we started, she was tier 6, dead last.
Like, yeah, what's that number?
141.
Oh my gosh.
141 in tier 6.
And then in tier 5, there's 120. So she's getting up there.
She's like, making waves.
I will say though, in tier 5, the ones that are all right above her are some of my villagers. Poncho is 11, Broccolo is 12, Tabby is 13.
Wow.
And they are miles better than her, but
well,
but
that's
for
the thing, they're all miles better than her.
But we must persist and vote for Brofina and then people that are worse than her.
Nevertheless, she persisted.
You'll have a couple days to keep on voting and spread the word to your friends. Every vote counts. We don't care who you vote
for.
As
early,
long as,
vote early.
Vote early, yes. Vote often. Mm-hmm. If you need a ride to the polls.
Yeah. This is not Stacey Abrams. This is not a fair fight election. If you need to make multiple accounts, feel free.
Yes.
So we can get Brofina as the 47th president of the United States. That's what we're trying to do, right? What are we trying to do here?
Yeah.
So segue into one of our first birthdays. Miranda, when you posted that picture of Joey, was like, oh, that's right, I missed you on your birthday, because he was just like sitting at KK Slider all day.
Yes.
Brofina replied and said, I would never ignore you on your birthday, cluckadoo.
Little does she remember her time on Fantasy Key.
Is it comma cluckadoo?
Period. Cluckadoo.
Oh, okay.
Cluckadoo. No, period. That made me so mad for my birthday. He was the
one person who
didn't get a cupcake because he's my longest tenured villager at this moment. Joey
wow.
is.
Wow.
And he was just sitting for KK. And it was like I played for a few hours collectively that day. And every time I went to go talk to him, he was waiting for KK. And so, yeah, the next day when I go up and he was like, oh, I don't know. Like, we just didn't run into each other yesterday. I forgot to tell you happy birthday. You know, I'm really in the mood for a cupcake. I think my jaw dropped. I was like,
oh, he still asked for one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My yes, God. He asked for a cupcake. He was like,
girl,
oh, I'm sorry about
stale.
That. Gosh, I really
girl.
Am in the mood for a cupcake. And I'm like, are you joking me? The nerve you have?
See, that's when you eat it in front of him and then use his like bidet in his house and just poop it right out.
He doesn't
and then,
have
like,
a bidet.
The
little he's wearing a diaper.
Oh.
Yeah, he is my BB
he's
Joey.
Messy.
Yeah.
It was great. I will say I should have gone back and listened again to our Casey's first birthday episode because I did forget to change from my Thanksgiving attire birthday attire. Because Thanksgiving was on Thursday and my birthday was on Friday. And I was so upset because right when you get out, Bianca was there and I cried. I was like, oh my gosh. I made Jay sit on the couch next to me while I got out of the game. I was like, you have to watch this for
me. Harv, you have to watch this.
Harv, watch my birthday. And we went there and it was Bianca, Lucky, and Kitty. So I was kind of upset that they were there.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
Well, it wasn't going to be Fauna. She doesn't want to be on your island.
So got all my cupcakes. So I was like, got to give them to everybody. First stop was Fauna's house because I was like, what are you doing? You sick? Nope. She was making a DIY. Little bamboo stool. And I was like, oh, you already have this? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, girl,
I do have it.
I do.
So, yeah, but got all the birthday stuff. I will say, I know not every villager gives you birthday items.
Yeah, that's a big problem for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had that problem?
Yeah, I got that problem.
Even Kitty was the only one who gave me not a real birthday item.
Oh, wow.
So you got 7 birthday items?
Yes, I did.
What did Vase get? What did Vase
I get? Almost don't even care about Vase's birthday situation because it's not real. So
listen,
Vase is not a real person.
So when I played and I did the thing where I hit that pinata, I didn't stop, and I got my 8 cupcakes. So I was like, perfect. 3 of my villagers gave me crap.
Oh no. What do you so, explain crap?
Like, one of them was like, here's a sweatshirt. It was literally a purple sweatshirt. And I'm like, and I put it on thinking maybe it's like a birthday sweatshirt. Bianca done played me with this ugly sweatshirt.
Oh, no, girl.
So I got a sweatshirt from her. I probably got like a hose from Broccolo. Like, I got I think at this point I'd gotten like 4 items. And so then I go to my 5th villager and Bianca gives me the sweatshirt, the purple plain sweatshirt. So then I went to another villager and they gave me a birthday item. So I'm like, okay, great. This was just a flub. Like, we're back on track. No. Then the last 2 villagers gave me crap. I think they know. I think they know.
I think they know.
I think they know.
I think
that
they
you're
knew
scamming.
That it wasn't actually my birthday.
Yeah.
And it was a
you
scam.
Should have done it. I'm surprised you didn't set it for like 6 months from your birthday. So you always have
you
like.
You know, I don't have time. I didn't have that kind of like energy to
wait. Yeah, but it could
wait.
Be a surprise and delight. So it's like, oh, that's right. It's my half birthday. And so I basically get 2 birthdays a year.
Oh, yes. Well, now we just get double the fun close together. So, yeah. So I'm pissed about that because it's just not fair. Like, how are you going to give me the birthday flooring but not the birthday wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? In my other island, I got both.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really...
I don't know, sis.
I just have to wait till next December. Or get a third Switch.
That would be easier.
That would be the easiest thing to do.
I mean, or I could just time travel to next year.
Oh my god.
But imagine the weeds.
Imagine
the
weeds.
Imagine the cockroaches.
Oh my gosh.
I think it is easier just to get a new Switch. So on that note, don't forget to shop small this holiday season on my website. When you buy from a small business, you're helping someone out.
Yeah.
Get birthday flooring from a third village.
Jeez.
Oh my god.
So yeah, so I'm very tainted by this birthday situation. And that was my attention villager, so I'm gonna need to change it.
Fine. Well, I'm sorry that you Vase had an awful birthday, but I think that birthday party was my favorite part of my 30th birthday. So
that's good.
It was delightful. Yeah, like RJ, when you were reading all the notes when KK, I was like, this is so sweet.
It's
I'm so
sweet.
Emo.
So who were you for? Who were your notes from?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Girl, that was like 3 weeks ago.
But was it 2 villagers and 2 NPCs?
I do remember that Tom Nook was one of them.
Okay, so yeah, it must be. Do you remember yours, Casey? Or
I remember. Sorry. I remember I had Mabel for my Casey's birthday. Mm-hmm.
Did mom send you anything for your birthday?
A cake.
A cake.
Yeah.
It's got like it's like really pretty.
Well, the cake can change. So you can go in and customize your cake. So no matter what she sends you, because on Casey's Island, my cake is always the cat cake, but my cake, but the cake on Vase was like the red glazed cake.
Cake.
But you can change it. You can use a customization box to change the cake to be like carrot cake or other cakes.
Cute.
Yeah. And like, remember how we were saying how ugly all of the mom stuff was?
Yeah, you can just change it.
Yeah, I went in and changed the teapot, and now I have a cat teapot, and it's so cute. Oh. And when you time travel a lot, you get multiples of those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But imagine, I don't know how I know that, weeds.
Imagine the weeds will be the title of the episode.
Imagine the cockroaches.
Imagine.
Front runner for title of ep, Imagine the Weeds.
Imagine the Weeds. Miranda, how has your efforts been with collecting winter villagers and your experience with your winter villagers? I'm kind of at a lull.
And funny you should mention, I haven't gone villager hunting in a while because...
Oh, no. Did you buy more amiibos?
Flurry asked to leave.
Wow.
Already?
She said, I'm not getting the Christmas spirit in this island.
She was
this
like, absolutely not. So I did like all the hard stopping. And then this was like a couple days before Thanksgiving. And so nobody was asking again. And I was like, okay, there's so much happening. There's Thanksgiving. There's my birthday. There's the first snow. Like everybody's just like all kabobbled. Mm-hmm. And then the Monday after, Flurry asked again.
Oh, no.
And so at this point, I was like, just no, I'm not even going to hard stop it. Like, oh, no, yeah. You cannot.
I just started. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just telling you no. Like,
yeah. Cause I was, and then I was mad because I was like, if I said no, because then it's 1 week after you say no that somebody else asks. And I was like, well, a whole week has gone by anyway. Yeah. So yeah. I could have just done that. But I'm still waiting for somebody. I guess I'll get somebody in the next couple of days. But no. And then I did have somebody come to my campsite, and it was Vivian, who is a snooty. Vivian? She's a snooty wolf.
Okay. Oh.
And I have already two wolves. I have Skye.
Yes.
And then I had Dirty Bro Kyle.
Oh.
And I was
right.
like, well, this wolf is really pretty. She's kind of like wintry, you know, like wolves in the snow and stuff. Like we've all seen Beauty and the Beast and Frozen. We get it. and so I invited her onto the island, and she wanted Kyle to leave. And I was like, great. Get him out of here. So
his
she
cranky,
moved in.
Crusty
she moved in. Butt. Yesterday was her first full day on my island. So I was like, okay. She's already, like, she moved in. I greeted her. And then I was like, okay, let's see what she's up to on her first full day. That girl was sick.
Oh,
she came
no.
to my island with some Ma'am. Dirty virus.
I have a theory.
This is what happens when you travel. Even if you're camping and you think you're being safe, traveling during a pandemic is not the answer.
And the fact that...
Okay, well, this feels like a direct attack to me. So...
Oh my god.
Don't travel to a theme park.
Oh my
and
god.
And Fantasy Key is a tourist
we
destination.
We are a tourist destination. Mayor
High
Buddy Dyer
too.
Comes on anytime Jodo Airlines is about to land. Mayor Buddy Dyer comes on, Hi. Welcomes you.
I'm Fantasy Key Mayor Buddy Dyer. Whether you call Fantasy Key your home or oh my god.
Attention villagers. This is Miranda.
Wow.
That's what comes on.
So is Vivian
she better
quarantined?
Now?
She's well. She is well. I gave her her medicine last evening.
I like her little outfit.
Yeah, she's cute. But no, I'm still holding out. I keep trying to look for amiibos to see if I can get Bo. No, Bo.
Eric.
My niece did say, she said, does Miranda still want Eric? If he asks to leave, I'll let you know.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
and
I'll
I
have
to be
walk
like, well,
you
she
through.
Won't time travel to make
I'm
going to
have to figure it out. I'll figure it out.
So three days before Turkey Day, Rocket asked to move out. And Rocket and I had our time together. She gave me her picture. So I was like, Rocket, it's time to go. And that's fine. She left. And so the day before, she was in boxes. I threw it out to the co-op. Shockingly, no one wanted Rocket. So I was like,
surprise,
wow.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
No one wanted Rocket in her little towel.
I even posted.
That's why they didn't want her, because they knew, hearing the pod, that you gave her a towel to wear.
She's walking around in a towel. And I even posted a very, like, I posted a fan art picture of her to kind of entice people, like, what, you know, what they can expect from Rocket. And no one no one wanted sexy Rocket.
I'm sure it was just a case of no one could get a plot open.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, the next day, it's Turkey Day. I was like, while I'm cooking in the morning, I will be villager hunting. This will be fun. So I honestly don't even remember how far I got into my villager hunt, but I did not make double digits. I think I only made it to like 8 or 9 because walking around, be bopping around to see an island. And I was like, I need a girl because I only have like 2 girls right now. I have my Snooty and Rosie. So I was like, I need a girl. Lo and behold, who shows up? Miss Raymond.
Miss Raymond.
Miss Raymond herself.
So I said,
she had the day off work.
She had the day off, honey.
Everybody's favorite gal pal, Raymond.
So I was like, you know what? I never got her picture. So
My girlfriend.
So I asked Raymond to move in, and now
You have 9 male villagers on your island. Is that what you're telling me?
It's insane. And 3
Poor
of them are jocks.
Rosie.
Poor yeah, Rosie is holding
or
it down.
Lucky Rosie. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Raymond is not interested. Okay. And Kabuki's too old. So those are the only other 2 cats.
We don't know that. Oh, because he's a cranky. Cranky.
Wow.
He's wearing a toga. He's too old. So yeah, I have Ms. Raymond, and I think this one is going to be a good one.
Let's hope she doesn't take as long as Marshall did to give you Marshall's photo.
I'm curious to see if it's going to be a smug thing. So,
yeah, I would like to say that. So, I have been playing on Pizza Rizzo for now 1 month and 5-ish days, because I started on November 1st. On November 21st, 2020, Mr. Kid gave me his photo.
Now, I want to make something very clear. I want to make something very clear here. We all know the deception with which Casey plays this game. It is never the current day when Casey plays the game.
No one knows what
so we
day
don't
it
know.
Is.
I don't know. That means nothing
that
to
means
me.
Nothing.
We before on this very podcast, she
Do
has
you
made
time
claim
a lot as base.
Not a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Now
I'm definitely because the problem with I don't try and travel a lot on my new island because I don't want to have to give 10 gifts 3 times a day, you know?
Yeah.
So I wasn't if I did any time traveling, it was like to speed up like a house build or something. But mm-hmm. I don't think I was gifting in between then.
Ooh. Well, we don't know. You know what I mean? This is an unreliable narrator situation. And here's what I have to say.
Okay.
Just because Kid may have quickly given his little photograph to you means absolutely nothing to me. Because I know that the kid that's on my island... The kid living on Horizons is the platonic ideal of Kid. He is the true essence of Kid. We are talking Aristotelian theory here.
Wow.
So I just want to say, I am not perturbed by this information. Clearly, I am not perturbed by this information.
So you're telling me pizza reserve doesn't matter? What's He's happening here?
Dragging pizza reserve doesn't matter. Here.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's your secondary island. So yes, I am going to go out on a limb and say what's happening on Pizza Rizzo doesn't matter.
I would also like to say Bianca also gave me her photo in record time. November,
I will let it happen.
23rd.
Wow. Happy to share Bianca because she's perfect. Yes.
Yeah.
I want nothing but good things for friends of Bianca.
I want Bianca to have multiple friends.
Yes.
It's like Mickey. Mickey has multiple friends. That's why you can find Mickey on Main Street. Huh? That's why you can find Mickey on the freaking stage doing a show. I mean,
girl, you can't now. If we're using the friends of, I'm gonna say I have Media Kid. That's who lives on my
Media Kid.
That kid Media is on kid. all of the websites, yeah. all of yeah. the press
Pizza Rizzo,
materials.
Pizza Rizzo has a college program kid, honey.
CP kid.
Mama just made the height requirement. CP kid. Honey.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This kid goes back to Iowa in 2.5 weeks.
3 months.
In 3 months.
Of literally every state. Why do we have to say Iowa?
Because you've been excluded in the conversation, so I wanted to bring you into it too.
Goes back to Mason City.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Mason City Community College. MCCC.
I feel nothing about MCC.
Have any of you guys gotten a treasure hunt that was 6 minutes instead of 3?
No.
Yeah, most of my treasure hunts are 6 minutes. Those are apparently really? The easier of the treasure hunts.
Why is it like when you first, when your friendship level is still young, maybe? You get like a
don't know. Infancy.
And then when you have, the game is harder when you have like a more best friend villager.
A nursery friendship? A nursery cedar friendship?
I've only ever had 3 minute ones until I got a 6 minute one.
I think it's because the gift on the 6 minute ones aren't as good, right?
I think they place them in harder locations for the 3 minute
oh,
one.
Or it's that. Okay.
Mm. I always check where I, like, what location I was asked by the villager of, hey, do you want to play a game? And then when you go back and you default into the plaza, I always go back close to the area where they asked me. And it's usually around that area. Tip and trick.
Huh. Yeah, I ran around for like 5 minutes looking for this stupid thing. And then I found it in the last minute and I felt real dumb. But
what'd you get for it?
Some crap. Like Axel gave.
It's almost like it was your birthday.
I know, exactly. Like
sorry,
it may
which
have been
island
wrapped
was
up
this on?
This
I'm just
on
confused
Vase.
In the timeline which character I'm talking to now.
This was Vase. And yeah, and Axel had me running around. And I was like, this should be easy because there's not a lot of stuff on my island. So it should be easy to find it. But I'm still, I don't know, there's like cliffs and stuff. And I don't, not everything has a ramp. It's a really low budget island. So,
yeah.
But I finally got it. And yeah, even though it was wrapped, I mean, he was like, let me open this for you. I'm like, great. And it was dumb. Like, it was just like, here, it was probably like an exercise top, you know?
I'm like, it's always a cycling shirt.
Yeah. I don't know. So as we near close to Toy Day, I hope my villagers learn to give better gifts.
As we near on close to Toy Day.
Hope you buy me Something. Oh no, I didn't.
Oh know. No, you were so slow.
I quit
so
my close. Improv class.
Something so gay. Oh.
What have been your? Have you bought anything? Like, have you guys bought any new toys at Nook and Crannies?
Nook and Crannies.
Nook and, cranny, and Crannies.
Yes.
What is in this eggnog?
I'm making a workshop.
Okay.
Girl, you could light this on fire.
Oh, yeah.
My little garden gnomes are going to be working in the workshop with toys and things like that.
Cute.
It's in very early stages right now.
Are you doing a wooden stool, the gnome, and then a stall? Or do they not?
Yes,
go
there's
on top
a stall, and then I'm gonna have like a DIY, like a simple DIY bench, and like a gnome at one of those. So we'll see.
I've been using the tree trunk DIY bench, but like the first one that's like a normal DIY bench,
the little baby one. Yeah,
I've been using the dollhouses for like I have a cliff that is just like enough room for like one thing. So I have a cliff that has all of the dollhouses on it, front facing with the lights on.
Cute.
And so when you're like in the background, it looks kind of cute. But yeah, but I have all of the puppies all around my island, just chilling, work, you know, yipping and yapping. So
they're so cute.
Yeah, and I got all of the toys and stuff thanks to the co-op and our little cataloging event, but I haven't bought them all. I really like the pop-up books. I think they're really fun. The robots are cute, but I'm still like, are we going to be giving these to our villagers? Like, do I need to stock up like candy?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I told someone else that, and so I have a bunch in my pockets, or not pockets. That would be silly to wait that long. But I have them in my house, just like chilling, waiting. So I'll have at least 10.
I've just been buying toys and just kind of like stocking them. I think I'm also going to do like a workshop type thing. Like right now, like I have stalls for like the different stores or whatever. So I'm just going to transform all of those to be like toy making stalls.
Cute. Like a little Chris Kendall market, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
I never went to the Chicago Chris Kindle Market.
Well, I know. You know what?
And now I can.
Now you can. No way. We can make a tradition. I can come to Chicago for Chris Kindle Market. We can go back and we can see the Christmas or the Nutcracker.
Yeah.
What is it? 4 hours to the city?
Five. 5:15.
Casey, you can come see the bean thing. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go into our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives have 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
I can't believe we didn't call this segment the House of Representatives.
We can make a shirt that says the House of Representatives, and then it's us in front of a villager house. Okay. Who wants to go first?
It's an American flag, but instead of stars, it's our four villager faces on the blue part.
Who wants to go?
I will go.
Okay, Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. We are in December. It is cold and flu season. We want everyone, if you can, to mask up. The Able Sisters are happily selling masks over there frequently. So we'd love for you to do that. Anybody visiting the island, if you're not going to quarantine, you shouldn't be visiting if you're sick, okay? And there's someone who visits every Sunday morning, and I believe she's a younger woman. I've seen her around a couple times. Her name is Daisy May. Daisy May, you constantly have snot trickling out of your nose like this is a Viola Davis Oscar-winning performance. And I am absolutely tired of seeing it. I need you to blow your nose. If you do not blow your nose, I will not let you on this island anymore. And that is all I have to say about that. I yield my time.
And that's 1 minute.
Wow.
Blow your nose, Daisy May.
Daisy May.
Did you ever think that maybe she just has an allergy?
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. I don't buy from her. Nobody buys from her. She just walks around my
island.
You
don't buy from her because you're broke and you forget to sell your
turnips. I have millions of bells in my
millions of bells. Millions it has nothing bells. To do with the snot coming out of her nose.
My father gave me a small loan of a million bells.
Your father or your daddy?
Well,
I mean, it's a virus. It's a virus that travels through particles, droplets.
And she's got a big old droplet.
That is a drop. That is the definition of a droplet.
But she's kind of iconic because I feel like the Able sisters saw that and they were like, you know what? I think we should sell a nose drip in the shop. Have you guys ever seen that in the
labels? Like, you know, that's kind of a
there
look.
Isn't. I'll send it to you in the mail, Miranda.
I don't need it. That's fine.
I'm honestly shocked that RJ has not done both the nose drip and the band-aids on his face.
Because they can only have one.
Oh, you can only have
one?
Yeah,
you can have both. I've never seen the nose drip. That's very funny.
It's the band-aids for me.
You can quickly go past it without noticing it if you're just quickly going through. Because it's literally just a nose drip.
That's very funny.
So it's iconic. It's stylish.
It's
the moment.
Honestly, that whole thing was just for that Viola Davis joke. That's really all it was for. Daisy May, we love you. Come back to my island.
I've been standing right next to you, Troy! He's my son. Okay. I'll go next.
Ain't you tired?
Ain't you tired, Daisy May? RJ, your time starts now. Attention, villagers.
This is so light.
I think that we have all been fools. I think we've all been fooled in our island. And I'd like to throw our attention to the villager that has fooled us all, and that's Hamlet. And I'm gonna own up to the fact that we were all fooled by Hamlet, and that's very hard for me to admit. But when Hamlet disappears for 3 days so I could not find him to give him a gift, what is that about, Hamlet? I know that I have said that you will not leave this island, so that's probably why you felt really cushy and just go to the museum, and every time I go into one wing, you go into the other wing, and then you go into the store. But we're not going to be fooled by you anymore, Hamlet. Bill is cuter. Sorry.
And that's 1 minute.
I think Bill is cuter now.
Famously, RJ does not like when his villagers get too comfortable, because Rodeo got very comfortable and asked for a piano from RJ's pocket. All of a sudden, Rodeo was gone.
Yeah.
Better watch out, Hamlet.
He was just like nowhere to be found.
Did you
and then
think-
you know when you save and you turn it off and then it goes into the title sequence, there's Hamlet walking around with a fishing rod, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna open this game again.
He was running sprints, RJ.
Oh my gosh. 3 days
just
missing.
Yeah, missing. I couldn't give him, because I go back and forth now from full pockets to wrapped pumpkins.
Can't lose.
Mm-hmm. And he missed out on a pumpkin. He missed out on 10 pumpkins wrapped in his favorite color gift wrapper. So, you know what? When the time comes, Hamlet, you it's not safe for you anymore.
Yikes.
He's up for elimination?
Wow. He is. He's nominated for elimination.
He needs to lip sync for his life.
Wee wah wah wee wah wah.
I will say that I've been playing KK Metal on some of the outdoor background music, and listening to my villagers sing KK Metal is so good. Pietro is a performer, and it's like Wow. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? It's so good. So just think about that when you're putting the music on outside, that a villager is going to come by and sing that.
Yeah.
That's true. Is Pietro the rainbow sheep? Is that right?
No, he's the clown face.
Oh, the clown face sheep.
Yeah, so he's a rainbow clown sheep.
Yeah, he's the one with like the rainbow ears, right?
With the clown face.
With a clown face.
Yeah.
He's a clown.
There's only one rainbow, yeah. RJ. I don't know why you're being very specific.
RJ is so drunk. Confusing.
It's confusing because Dom wears a rainbow shirt and he is also a big floofy sheep.
Who is Dom? Oh, the one with the eyes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a jock.
The barb. Miranda, would you like to go?
Sure.
Would you like time signals?
Yes, please.
All right. Speaker 12. The title of the selection.
Your time. Town hall, December 6th.
Okay. Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. I know that sometimes we misplace things, whether it be a journal, a diary, a pouch. And it's not that big of an island, so I get it. And sometimes you're like running around after a bug you really gotta see because it's like really pretty how butterflies fly. I get it. So I am happy to return it to you. Once I find, first thing in the morning when I'm looking at my fossil, picking up my fossils, and I find your diary, and I'm like, oh, this has got to be Joey. I don't want to come up to you with a thought bubble with your lost item. And when I talk to you, you say, I lost my journal. Can you go find it for me? Because guess what, sis? I already found it and I'm here to give it to you. So now I don't get the maximum number of friendship points because you don't just let me return it to you. You have to ask even though it is already in my pocket.
Oh, and that's 1 minute. I didn't realize that.
That has happened multiple times to me. And it's like first thing in the morning. I'm like, it's not like it's 11 p.m. and you're like, I dropped this at 7 a.m. It's like 9 a.m.
You gotta bop it. You gotta bop that thought right out of them.
I can't bop it, lock it, polka dot it. I can't do it.
You gotta bop that thought right out of them.
You gotta bop that thought right out of that man.
I liked my Hannah Montana song better, but that's fine.
Bop it, lock it, polka dot it. Country fighting.
But yeah, super annoying.
Wow. That's really annoying. But funny.
But funny.
It's on brand or, you know, on the same level as I can't believe you would ever think that I would own this. But it's actually just for the other lazy that lives next door. like,
yes.
You imbeciles.
Have we ever talked about the thing when they're like, can you give this to them, but wait until tomorrow? But then you haven't like talked to them yet today, so you're like, so I just can't talk to them because you can't do anything unless you want to like give it to them.
I give it to them immediately because they don't say you must do it tomorrow. They say it's pretty late, you can wait till tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, I always go right away because then you know that they're going to be in their house, because anytime you're given a task to go give them something, they're just in their home waiting.
Oh
wow. Tips and tricks. One time I thought I had to wait, so I waited, and then I didn't play the next day, so then I and then I ended up like 2 days later and I was like,
oh, Robin,
who is this for? No, I had no idea because it doesn't say. It was after, just like, yeah, it just says gift, and I was like,
oh no.
So I just opened it and kept
gift.
Guess it's mine now.
I think it's unfair that whenever you know, like, lose the treasure hunt and then the gift, you can't open it because it'll just say, like, this is for Tabby, like, not you. It's like, no, like, I found it fair and square. Maybe it was more than 3 minutes, you know, took me more than 3 minutes,
but I deserve this still. But you have to go give it to them.
I deserve this.
I deserve this.
I put in the work. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Casey.
Okay.
Okay. Your town hall starts now.
It took you a second to press. Attention, villagers. I have another request for my girls, the Able Sisters. You have so many cute clothes. I want every faux fur pom-pom skirt that you own and the pom-pom shoes. Yes, Miranda, I see your face. They have a lot of cute stuff coming up for winter that I check daily on both of my islands. So if I want 5 of these items, please do not make me get out of the dressing room every time to collect them all. Can we do a select all option? Like, I'll buy out the store if you let me do that. Just let me select more than one top at a time. Just pile them on my body, you know? And let me buy them all at once so that I don't have to go in and out of the dressing room 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 1 minute. Let me buy out the store.
Wow.
Layer those clothes on.
Yes, layer them on. The holiday sweaters are, you know, it's like the holiday sweaters. And then they just have like the winter sweaters. And then now they have these like, okay, so I've seen the pom-pom skirt. It's like a pink faux fur little skirt.
Pink, cute.
Hot pink, purple, blue, another color. And then they had matching boots that were like,
there are no, so far I haven't seen like any winter bottom or shoe options besides like boots.
And I'm Have you seen the ski pants or the down pants? Okay.
Oh, I've been gifted down jackets.
So I've seen the down pants and they have like a patch in them. And I have seen the ski pants. And someone else had like the ski jacket. So we're getting a lot of winter gear.
Mm-hmm.
I got like the pom-pom hats recently, like the winter pom-pom hats. Very excited about those.
All the sweaters are so, I love them. They're
so cute.
Love a sweater.
The festive the dress. Sweater. I live in every festive dress. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Every color.
Every color.
Yeah, I bought all 5 colors. It's like, I'm probably going to stick to the green and the pink, but I bought them all. I've been giving them to my villagers, giving them sweaters. Smart.
I need to do that.
And dresses. So I just want to buy all of them at one time.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, let me, you know, let's do like a what is that place called?
Barn.
No, I'm thinking of the fast food place that's like a
Chipotle?
No, it's a
Golden Corral.
It's a Ponderosa. Sandwich, the sandwich shop, Witch.
Where you
check everything you want on the little bag. So let me just check it all. And I'll say, I want this one.
Or like Waffle House. Like, how do you want your waffle? Or how do you want your eggs or whatever? And you're like,
oh, yeah. What are the.
It's like smother it, grease it,
smother,
cover, cheese it, cover it. Yeah.
I'm hungry. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. We have another review. This one is from I Should Know.
This is our last review, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
So listeners, if you have not left us a review yet.
Because we can't make a new podcast episode until there's a new review.
We can't break
our
cycle.
That's actually the rule.
Yeah.
So sorry, guys. I guess you're not getting new episodes. Okay. Says the ACT we need. Resident Services is such a delight. It is so fun to hear the hilarious hosts discuss the ins and outs of their Animal Crossing island lives. I've learned a lot about the game, but what I love about the show is the hot island gossip. Why won't Kid give Adam his photo?
Oop.
Interesting. Why is Fauna so fickle to Miranda?
Oop.
When will RJ's blue roses finally sprout?
Never.
Will Casey bend space and time itself when she time travels? I have to know. This podcast has seriously helped quarantine be less boring, and the co-op community they created is just the sweetest. Tiffany.
Yes,
will
Tiffany
she
from our
bend space and time. Wow. That is iconic.
That was so good. That needs to be, that's a glowing endorsement that needs
put it
to
on
be
a shirt. Put the whole thing on a shirt.
The review.
Put it on the
on
resume.
Yeah. Done. Thank you so much, Tiffany. And you know what? The co-op community is the sweetest because you're there. Honestly, we love you so much on the co-op, and everyone else on the co-op, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the community that we have created.
Best place on Facebook.
Yes, find us on Facebook. Don't forget. If
truly the only reason I still have Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. Truly. Don't forget, if you've written us a review, make sure to screenshot and DM us, and we'll send you your very own resident services sticker. If you also have any questions that you'd like to ask resident services, visit notabit.net. Click on the resident services logo, and there you can leave a question on our comment box or leave a voice message, and we'll answer it on a future episode. Thank you so much for joining us today in this episode. Miranda, Adam, Casey, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Resident Services signing off. Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end. Network. Find us on Instagram at Not A Bit Network for our other shows.